I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in the chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the crime. I'm doing fine up here on Cloud Nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on Cloud Nine. Folks, now they tell me, they say, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality of a rat race where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie. It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night. I'm doing fine on Cloud Nine. Let me tell you about Cloud Nine. You can be what you want to be. You ain't got no responsibility.
You're now listening to the sound coming from the Sunray 9 Show, the home of old school music and conscious talk radio.
Hey everybody, what's up, what's up, what's up out there? How y'all doing? What's up? Yeah. Welcome in one more time, y'all, to the Sunray 9 Show, brought to you here live and direct by Spreaker.com. Hey, I am your host, I am your brother, I am your DJ. Hey, that is brother Sunray 9 coming in on this magnificent Saturday night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, welcome in to the house of Sunray 9 Comedy Hour. And tonight I'm presenting to you, y'all, man, the legendary man, Richard Pryor. Hey, with a skit called "That Nigga's Crazy." I know it, I know it, I know it. Richard Pryor, y'all, man, a legendary Richard Pryor. That's the original king of comedy, y'all. I don't care what nobody else say. I label him as the original kings of comedy. Man, you know, I'm just like that because I'm old school. And y'all know that I love old school music. So don't forget to check out all of my download shows and future shows dealing with old school R&B, old school hip hop, old school reggae, old school whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just old school with me, baby. That's the only way I can get down. I can get down on it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, don't forget to go and check out our official webpage, our official website. That is culturefreedomradio.webs.com. One more time. That is culturefreedomradio.webs.com, the official homepage for Culture Freedom Radio and the Sunray 9 Show, because I also host on a show or have a show on there on Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, over there live in the wreck with my brothers on Blog Talk Radio, Savannah Black, Conscious Attack. We got the Kabina Ray show. Then we got the House of Kedar, actually, who actually has a show right here on Spreaker.com as well. And we have another magnificent, we have a lot of other magnificent shows that will be coming to the Culture Freedom Radio Network. So, hey, check it out, y'all. Y'all also can go over there to Blog Talk and just Google search. Not Google search. Well, hey, if that's making better for you, you can just Google search Culture Freedom Radio and you can see our broadcast and everything that we have right there dealing with Culture Freedom Radio. Yeah, because I'm over there also. Hey, just spreading it out, y'all. Just spreading the love all over the place. But tonight, y'all, we're going to do it right here. Richard Pryor, y'all, talking about that nigga is crazy. Let's get into the broadcast, y'all, right here on the Sunray 9 show. And I thank y'all all for tuning in. Let's get into the comedy hour, y'all. Man, peace. We'll be right back.
Let's get your hands together and give him a big San Francisco round of applause. Mr. Richard Pryor. Come on, give it up.
Thank you. Good evening. Hope I'm funny. Yeah, because I know niggas ready to kick ass. I'm like, you better be funny, motherfucker. Hello. Wow. This is very exciting. Very exciting. I'm glad y'all came. Yeah, glad y'all come to the show. What? Don't start no shit now. Niggas be starting to fight and shit in the club. Pull out a pistol and shit, clear everything out. Niggas never get burned up in buildings. They know how to get out of a motherfucking situation. They do. The white folks just panic, run to the door, fall all over each other, choke to death and shit. Niggas get outside and argue. I left my money in the motherfucker. Why am I walking? I'm running to keep out of y'all's way. I be moving shit, making my mind work. Them feet, You know, tight shoes make a nigga say anything. You ever been like, if you have tight shoes on, tight shoes is a motherfucker, brother. They don't need to beat up no nigga down to jail to make him confess. Give him a size too small. About an hour, that nigga be, I'll tell. I used to be really so poor, I'd walk down the street. You ever do that? Look for money? And pretending like you ain't. Huh? I used to lose money. I lost some money once, man. I lost money, man. My mother gave me money to go pay a light bill. I lost $10. Panic. Because I know I'm going to kick my ass. You know what I mean? That $10, Jack. And I walked up, and this white dude saw me crying on the corner and said, what's wrong with you, boy? I told him my story. He kept giving me $10. I said, what? Gave me 10 bucks? Shit, I was out there every day. Crying my ass. How you doing? Good, good. Did you want a drink? Waitress? Waitress, no, let's see, the waitresses are working as fast as they can, but see, you niggas have funny arts. Give me a Cutty and orange juice and Coke on the side. No, wait, change that. Give me two. What you want, baby? Bring my old lady a champagne cocktail with a cherry twist. Piece of lemon. Wait, bitch, I wasn't through. Piece of lemon and some turtle soup. Drinking ain't cool. Drinking ain't cool. None of this shit's cool. I remember at home, man, dudes used to drink and shit and didn't want to fight. Some niggas drink, you know, and have a seizure. You know what I mean? You know, everybody know one nigga that drink and every weekend get his ass whooped. He never wins a fight, but he always want to fight. You know what I mean? Nice guy during the week.
Hi, how are you?
Weekend. Motherfucker! Get out of my face! You go to the bar, man. You see him in the bar. Cats be in the bar. Be fucked up. He starts, no, man, leave me alone, nigga. Shit, you ain't got to fuck with me, baby. Gives me some money. I'm buying my old shit, man. Say, man, bartender, nigga, give me my whiskey. What? I'm drunk, nigga. Fuck you, me, I'm drunk, motherfucker. You crazy? Shit, you didn't say that an hour ago. You were selling me that shit. Baby, I'm buying everybody in here something. Give me a beer for everybody. One motherfucking beer. Woo! Sing that song, you bitch. That motherfucker sang her ass off, baby. Woo, shit. What you looking at, bitch? Ugly motherfucker. Well, ain't nobody fucking with you. I didn't say nothing to you. No, I don't know what time it is. It's time for you to stop fucking with me. Shit. You dig that, Frank? What is it, nigga? I don't care if that's your mom. Now, don't hold me, motherfucker. Now, nigga, you don't hit me, baby. Now, motherfucker, you in trouble now, baby. Leave that shit. Don't nobody kick me in the ass. Oh, God, please. Oh, Lord, don't let me be sick. Frankie, get me home, man, please. Oh, man, don't drive so fast. Oh, please, don't stop. Put down the window. Oh, please, put it up. It's too cold. Oh, Lord, please, Lord, I'll quit. I'll never make it again. Everything's going jibbity. Please, I'm... Frankie! Thank you, partner! Motherfucker kicked me in the ass, baby! I killed that motherfucker! Oh, make up your mind, God, please. I ain't got nothing left to throw up but my nuts. Ha! Ha ha ha! Oh, shit. Hey, baby! Open this door, bitch. Open the motherfucking door, baby. Yeah. Hey, mama. Good morning to you. What's wrong with you, bitch? What you screaming on me for? I've been out in the street trying to protect your honor. Shit, I damn near had to kill a nigga about you. They don't pull me off his ass. I know my breath stink, bitch. Ain't nothing but some vomit. Give me wipe my mouth off here, mama. This is a fine motherfucker, baby. Come here, bitch. Come on, your hand. Let me play that titty. Come on, motherfucker. Ooh, I'm gonna fuck you tonight, baby. Bleed that shit.
Some fucking is good for you, though, Jack. Getting some pussy beats having a war.
I ain't lying. Coming is a lot of fun. Because I never got no pussy when I was a legal teenager. Not much girls. Oh, I don't fuck you. You can't even sing. Yeah, just sing or something, get some pussy. Right, girls used to do horrible shit to a nigga. Because they wasn't giving up no pussy. In the 50s, it was very seldom you got any parts of pussy. Right? You'd be tongue kissing and shit, Jack. Dick get hard in times in 29. Right? Nuts go all up in your stomach. You ever had that? You know, you'd be, oh, you gotta give me some now.
I'm not giving anything. I'm on my period.
You on your period again? You gonna bleed to death, bitch.
Hey, and I tried to get home before 11, because that's when my father had me be home by 11. My father was one of them 11 o'clock niggas. Say, where you going, Richard? Say, huh? But nigga, you ain't asked nobody could you go no place. What the fuck, you a man now, nigga? Get a job, that's what you have. I don't give a fuck where you go be home by 11. You understand 11, don't you, nigga? You can't tell time, can't you? What's that clock say in the kitchen, nigga? The clock, motherfucker, what's the clock say? 11 o'clock, bring your ass here. I don't mean down the street singing with them niggas either. I ain't getting your ass out of jail no more, motherfucker. That's right. Bring me back a paper. Right? And you go out, nothing start happening till 11:30. Right, all the dudes be just standing around shit. I said, what you waiting on, man?
11:30. We gonna pitch a bitch at 11:30.
And I'd have to get home, man, with my blue nuts all that. Oh! Oh, God. You know, get home. Nigga, I thought I told you to be home by 11. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Can I jack off first?
My uncles and then my family only fucked in one position, up and down. And then my uncle said, boy, don't you ever kiss no pussy. I mean that, whatever you do in life, don't kiss no pussy. I couldn't wait to kiss a pussy. He'd been wrong about everything else. The woman had to beat me off. It's enough, please, please. Oh,
2 days.
And dudes, huh? Yeah. You ever be with a woman you wanted to be with for a long time, man, and you finally get with her, and you come in about 4 seconds, and you be panicked, Jack, trying to be cool. Oh, God.
Lord, don't let her know. Just let it stay heavy, if not hard.
You're not moving as much as you were.
I'm just resting a little. I want you to enjoy this.
White folks do things a lot different than niggas. They eat quiet and shit, you be able to have to be.
Pass the potatoes. Thank you, darling. Could I have a bit of that sauce? How are the kids coming along with their studies? Think we'll be having sexual intercourse this evening? We're not? Well, what the heck?
Families be different, have more rhythm, shit. My father, when we ate, it was fun, because he made noise and shit. Hey, bitch, where the food? Goddamn, mama, come on, shit. Oh, you motherfucker, you.
Shit, oh, goddamn it. Shit, pass shit, nigga, kiss my ass.
Better get that meat down that bone, motherfucker. What you think you're doing? Shit, right? And I got an auntie, man. My aunt Mancine, man, can suck a neck bone. It's a work of art. I mean, she can fuck with a neck bone, bro. She'd be all in and get that white shit out and stuff. Throw it to the dog, Jack. The dog look at her like. What am I supposed to do with that motherfucker? Different lifestyles. See, white folks don't play enough. They don't relax. They don't know how to play the dozens, nothing. Right? They get uptight. You tell a white dude, go fuck yourself. I'll fuck you, motherfucker. He get very offended. I beg your pardon.
I mean, as supervisor here, I don't believe that kind of language is necessary. We certainly can communicate on a higher plane than that.
Well, don't say nothing about their mom. They go, my mom?
She was a great old gal.
White folks fuck quiet, too. Right? I seen y'all in the movies. You don't make no noise. I go to the movies. I be watching white folks. And be... Niggas make noise. They be, oh, you motherfucker. Oh, goddamn, man. Oh, don't move that bitch. Oh, shit. A lot of you people look at me, I see some people in the audience, older people in the audience, be going, Boy, you ought to be shaming yourself. I ain't lying, Junior. That's the way my grandmother treats me, right? Did y'all see The Exorcist? This is a story about the devil. Gets into this 12-year-old girl. Devil's a low motherfucker, Jack. See, there wouldn't have been no movie, it'd have been niggas in it. The movie would have been about 7 minutes long. Soon as the devil spoke. Hello. Goodbye. See, a nigga would have handled that movie different. A nigga would have walked in the house and went, what in the fuck is that funky smell? And all that racket upstairs. Is the girl crazy? Smell like shit in here. Some devilish shit at that. Man, you walk in the room. Bitch, what's wrong with you? Get up out of bed, wash your ass, girl. Stinking up the whole motherfucking house. And get the cross out your pussy. Get downstairs and help your mother straighten up the front room. We haven't come in here. See, I get a black preacher to pray the exorcist away. Because they tight with God. You know God. There's a person in him that's possessed. And we was wondering, I know you're busy. I've checked your schedule. And if you don't mind, the devil's just acting a motherfucking fool. Could you exercise this motherfucker to Cleveland someplace? Winos deal with it, though, right? Winos never get afraid of nothing but running out of wine. That's the only thing that panic a wino. Wino could deal with Dracula. Right, anyway. Hey, man! Say, nigga, you with the cape. What you doing peeking in them people's window? What's your name, boy? Dracula? What kind of name is that for a nigga? Where you from, fool? Transylvania. I know where it is, nigga. You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, you know. Even though you is the ugliest. Oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. Why don't you get your teeth fixed, nigga? That shit hanging all out your mouth. Why don't you go get you an orthodontist? That's a dentist, you know, huh? It's 1975, boy. Get your shit together. What's wrong with your natura? Got that dirt all on the back of your neck. You're a filthy little motherfucker, too. You got to be home before the sun come up. You ain't lying, motherfucker. See your ass in the day, you ought to get arrested. You want to suck what? Suck some black niggas, you... You some kind of freak, boy? An ugly freak? You ain't sucking nothing here, Junior. Suck your ass on away from here, what you better do.
Want to suck some blood? Go down to the blood bank, noodle. Hope you get sick of cell. A lot of niggas ain't scared. You know what I mean? You know, like when the Martians landed and shit, white folks got scared. I'm like, golly, I'll tell you, just a big old helicopter thing came down, landed. People got all, had that fur all over their body. Big old claw hands and shit. Jesus Christ. Nothing can scare a nigga after 400 years of this shit. I mean, right, the Martian ain't got a chance. A nigga warned a Martian. Better get your ass away from around here. You done landed on Mr. Gilmore's property. If he land in New York, a nigga take his shit from him.
Give up. You got to give up the flying saucer, baby. Because I'm a macaroni.
You know what I mean? He be cruising. Nigga be cruising.
Oh, yeah, it's sweet. How much is petrol? 82 million a gallon? Fuck this machine.
Orwell would fight the police. He's one of them crazy shoot me niggas. Well, kill me! Shoot me, motherfucker! Pay off! Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn. Somebody call me a cab. Damn, I'm gonna bleed to death waiting on an ambulance. There ain't no way to get an ambulance in the ghetto, right? Unless you call up, there's five niggas killing a white woman.
Where's the body?
Police would fuck with all that shit. All right, moving on. Say, Mr. Officer, do you know who you fucking with? I'm all well. 6'5", 422 pounds of man. Boy, you hitting me with that stick, I'm gonna bite your dick. Bleed some blood, shit. Shit, I ain't bullshitting. They had some fight niggas, though. Some niggas would fight, didn't argue. What? Some dudes would talk to you while they kicked your ass, right? Why you wanna fuck with me, man? Shit. Somebody get this nigga off of me. What? I didn't know the nigga was blind. Come on, man. Why don't you get you a dog or something, nigga? Stepping on people's feet and shit. I used to try to fight and shit. And I know how to back down. I had a lot of practices in Peoria. I was in every gang. They had about five. I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
This is my side.
Because I wasn't fighting shit. Nigga made me unball my fist once. Show you how scared I was. I had my fist up ready for you. He said, motherfucker, put your hand down. No heart for the fighting. Believe me. Because the motherfucker make you back down so nasty. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing. Once was enough for me. Because I was going to be go for bad for about 4 weeks hanging with my man Matt. Matt was bad, knocking motherfuckers out. Ping, ping. Go on, Matt.
All right.
He was killer, Jack. Man, Henry Hansen. Henry Hansen would knock a motherfucker through a brick wall. Matt backed off. And then I'm standing there all alone.
And what you got to do with a little nigga? I come over with Matt, my friend. I wasn't doing anything, man. I'm gonna play some basketball. Can I go now?
Men and women fight a lot. See, white women and white men, they seldom ever have fist fights. They'd be going intellectually hurting each other, so they say. No, a white woman says funny shit to a man. Your dick is short and you can't even scroll. Right, and the white dude goes,
we'll discuss it tomorrow.
You say that shit to a nigga, you gotta fight. This is your friend. I remember my mother and father was fighting once. I was going to jump in, Jack. Said, not my mother, motherfucker. Beat the shit out of me. Nigga, what the fuck is... Yeah, motherfucker. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, nigga. That's my mama. Said, that's my woman, motherfucker. Don't ever marry a white woman in California. A lot of you sisters probably don't marry white women anyway, nigga.
Sure. Why should you be happy?
Sisters look at you though like you killed your mama when you're out with a white woman, don't they? You can't laugh that shit off, EDB.
She's not with me.
My wife went to court, man. She looked like she was 12 years old. I said, who is that bitch?
And your honor, everything happened. Look at me.
Judge started crying.
Nigga, we want everything. Do you have any dreams? We want them too.
Cops put a hurting on your ass, man, you know. They really degrade you. White folks don't believe that shit. Don't believe cops degrade. Oh, come on. Those beatings, those people are resisting arrest. I'm tired of this harassment of police officers. Because the police live in your neighborhood, see? And you be knowing them as Officer Timpson.
Hello, Officer Timpson. Going bowling tonight? Yes, nice pinto you have.
Niggas don't know him like that. See, white folks get a ticket, they pull over.
Hey, officer, yes, glad to be of help. P.O.
Nigga got to be talking about, I am reaching into my pocket for my license. Because I don't want to be no motherfucking accident. Police degrade, I don't know, you know, it's awful. You wonder why a nigga don't go completely mad. No, you do. You get your shit together. You work all week, right? And then you get dressed. You make, maybe say, cat, make $125. We get $80 if he's lucky. Right? And he go out, get clean, be driving with his old lady, going out to a club, and police pull over. Get out of the car. That was a robbery. A nigga looks just like you. All right, put your hands up, take your pants down, spread your cheeks. Now, what nigga feel like having fun after that?
Oh, let's just go home, baby. You go home and beat your kids and shit. You're gonna take that shit out on somebody.
Winos don't get drunk like everybody else, though, right? Wino be directing traffic on Sunday morning. That was my favorite thing about the winos. Because I didn't want to go to church, so I'd hang with them. Wino be standing there. Hey, fool, you better slow that car down! Goddamn, don't come driving down through here like you crazy! This is a neighborhood. This ain't no residential district.
Jesus on my mind.
Dad, nigga, I know Jesus. Shit, I remember when the boy got killed. That's for real, man. It was on a Friday down at the railroad depot. I tried to warn a nigga. I said, boy, don't you go down there fucking with them Jews without no money. Hey, ice cream boy, you want to turn that goddamn noise off? Don't nobody want to hear that shit this time of morning. Well, jump on out there, nigga. You bad. I got something for your ass. I'm a veteran, boy. I was in World War I, the Battle of Chateaubriand. I got mustard gas wounds all over my body. Who's that boy? That junior, look at that nigga. Look at him in the middle of the street. Junky motherfucker, look at that. Nigga used to be a genius. I ain't lying, booked the numbers, didn't need paper or pencil. Now the nigga can't remember who he is. Say, nigga, get your ass out the street, boy. Move out the way, boy!
Ah.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Shit, I know something happening, because everything's moving.
Baby.
Hey, Pop! Come on, old motherfucker. I'll dust your ass off, baby. Pip, pip, pip. Oh, shit. Hey,
Pops, you got anything to do? Straight me out, Perry.
Yeah, nigga, I got something for your ass. Got some advice. Better lay off that narcotic, nigga. That shit done made you null and void. I ain't lying, boy. What's wrong with you? Why don't you straighten up and get a job?
Get a job? Motherfucker, you talking to the kid, baby?
Shit. I worked 5 years in a row when I was in the joint. Pressing them motherfucking license plates. I'm a license plate pressing motherfucker too, baby. Shit. Where a nigga gonna get a job out here pressing license plates? Pop, nigga, listen to me.
Don't you hit me no more, boy. I'll dust your old junky ass off.
You know I will, nigga. You all right with me, boy. I just shame to see you like that.
Shame to see me? What about this shit out here? Niggas is fucking with me, man. Was I finished? I went to the unemployment bureau, baby. Bitch sitting behind a desk, holding my phone. Come tell me, tell me, you have a criminal record. I said, I know that, bitch. I'm a criminal. Just tell me why I won't get a job. Ugly bitch. I seen better faces on iodine bottle. Bitch made me mad, yeah. I vomited and shit on the floor. I did, man. Didn't make that nigga with that pistol down there clean it up. Nigga talking about, clean up that vomit, motherfucker. I said, fuck you, nigga. I ain't clean that shit up. You say you don't clean that shit up, I shoot your ass. I said, well, who gonna clean up the blood, nigga? When I signed, man, I was cleaning a broke dick dog, too, baby. Saw a bitch was so fine. Woo! Shot votes through my heart, baby.
Nigga, you wouldn't know a fine woman if you tripped over.
This bitch was fine, but I ain't man. Bitch was so fine, I wanted to suck her daddy's dick. Is that fine enough for your ass? Ambushing. I went home. My dear called me a dog. You dig that? My father said, he don't want to see me in the vicinity. Just cause I stole his television. That's the politics, baby. I'm sick, Pop. Wanna, can you help me? My mind's thinking about shit I don't want to think about. I can't stop the motherfucker, baby. You're moving to your ass for the kid. Tell me some of that old lies of yours to make me stop thinking about the truth. Would you help me?
Yeah, I'm gonna help you, boy. Cause I believe you got potential. That's right. You don't know how to deal with the white man. That's your problem. I know how to deal with him. That's right. That's why I'm in the position I'm in today.
Thank you very much. Good night.
You're now listening to the sound coming from the Sunray 9 Show, the home of old school music and conscious talk radio.
All right, y'all. All right, all right. That was, man, Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor. Man, like I said, that's the king of comedy right there, man. The legendary Richard Pryor, y'all. Hey, y'all, I thank y'all for joining in with me right here in the house of Sunray 9 Comedy Hour, y'all. Hey, that's been a blast. It's been a blast. You know, I got only 45 minutes on here on this broadcast, but I thank y'all in for tuning in. Hey, man, it's my time to get up out of here. Much love to y'all out there. Hey, peace to the needs. TheNeeds.com, at the man of different trending this show right here. TheNeeds.com for trending this show right here. Culture Freedom Radio and Sunray 9 show right here. Peace, y'all. I'm up out of here, man. Been a blast. I'll see y'all probably back on Mondays. I'm going to have a schedule up on the page, actually on the home page. I'm going to put a schedule up here of the days that I actually will be on, so you would know the days and the time. So I just won't have to be wondering what day. I'm going to try to do a scheduled day and time. So I'll be on. So I know I'll be back on Monday, y'all. So see y'all for Monday Melodies. Probably about, is it going to either be 7 p.m. Central Time or 8 p.m. Central Time? But I see y'all on Monday, y'all. Till then, y'all, let me get up out of here. Let me leave y'all with a David Boyd, y'all. Fame, hey, right here on the Sunray 9 show, y'all. Peace, much love. I'm out of here.
what's the name?